With Victoria still recording daily rises in COVID case numbers in the hundreds, the Premier's again urging people who feel sick to stay home. Nursing homes are facing staffing shortages, not just of aged care workers forced to isolate because of close contacts, but cleaners and cooking staff too. And with clusters being widespread, a range of other businesses are grappling with being short-staffed. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
Victorian nurses redeployed to aged care homes have already helped fill more than 400 shifts of carers who are sick or in isolation. But so far, the Health Workers Union says there are no reinforcements coming for all the non-healthcare workers who help run residential facilities.
The cooks, the kitchen staff, the leisure and lifestyle workers who run programs for the residents, the laundry workers, the receptionists, and of course, the cleaners who have an extremely important role to play.
Diana Asmar is the Victorian State Secretary. She's worried that if the federal government-led emergency response doesn't help cover the other categories of workers, then some may feel pressure to turn up and possibly spark more outbreaks.
Every single worker in there is in contact with each other. The nurses speak to the PSA. The PSA is speaking to the kitchen staff. The kitchen staff is speaking to the receptionist. The receptionist is speaking to the laundry workers. Everyone is in contact. So you can see why we have a big issue.
In a statement, a spokeswoman for the Federal Department of Health said four organisations have been engaged to provide a temporary surge workforce, which includes clinical support, ancillary workers and other staff. While there are more than 800 COVID-19 cases connected to Victorian aged care facilities, other workplaces have been hit too, with hundreds of cases linked to abattoirs and processors, as well as other businesses. Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry Chief Executive Paul Guerra says it's in the best interest of business to allow people who are unwell to stay home.
I would argue that most, in fact all business owners, you know, if one of their employees have COVID, they'd rather that person stay at home than run the risk of spreading the virus through other workers, through their business, or in fact through customers as well.
The hope is that Victorian government payments for people who are waiting for test results or having to self-isolate will be enough of an incentive to reassure even casual employees to take sick leave and for their bosses to support that.
We know our members are preparing to do the right thing when they get the chance to reopen, and those that have had the chance to reopen, we know they've prepared in absolutely the right way. But I think what we're seeing here is the virus spreads in ways that we may not completely understand, and we can't be too careful. So the message to our members, to our businesses, is really clear. If you've got employees that aren't well, stay at home, go and get tested, and stay home until you get your results back.
Though Diana Asmar from the Health Workers Union says workers under pressure, like those in aged care, are forced to weigh up the need to stay at home with the desire to keep those businesses running.
There is a big shortages, and this is what's causing all this to get worse and worse.
It's the Victorian State Secretary of the Health Workers Union, Diana Asmar there, and Bridget Fitzgerald, our reporter.